latte belly, occasional missives from a Southwest 8 cafe.
I have a rough idea of what I want to talk about today, but I'm not really sure how I'm going to structure this. I think I'll just start off by saying that when I was 17, I promised my mum that I would be retired by 22. I don't know what the hell I was thinking or how many copies I thought my fiction novel would sell, because at the time that was what I was writing. But I was just supremely confident without having much of a plan, and that's no thing to beat myself up about. I was 17, but I was the eldest in the family. My family were simple immigrants. They didn't know about the possibilities of university and so on until my sister came along and passed her A-levels first time around and went to uni. I was never academically inclined. I think I'm largely self-taught. I couldn't get motivated at school, a pattern that would later mimic itself in the workplace. I've always done what I wanted. That's not a boast, because I've seen, you know, that caught up with me eventually. So I was complacent about everything. And then even when I did start to have a plan in my 20s, mid-20s onwards, when I realized, when I came to believe that, yes, I was a gifted writer and that my writing style was unusual, in my opinion, I benefited from being in the communities that I grew up around. I don't think there are many people in television who do grow up in these kind of communities. So I had a plan, but everything was about the writing. There was nothing to hold it together. And what's happened this year is when things went wrong, my life wasn't strong enough to handle it, to handle the fallout. And so I've spent this year completely regrouping in every area of my life. I've had to look at it and see where the shortcomings are. And I think there were shortcomings in most areas. Before I could, I think, make those before I could address those issues, I think I had to accept that I had to throw the towel in. If I'd thrown the towel in earlier, I wouldn't have got into the situation I'd gotten into. But I just find it very hard to turn down a battle. There's something in me, I think maybe that's easily slighted, that likes to fight to the end, even if it's detrimental to me. And I took on too many things. And so that's what I've done this year. I threw the towel in. There are still things I could improve on. This week, the last 3 days have been surprisingly difficult. I've ended up feeling as tired as I was earlier in the summer when I was doing the stand-up. I reacted to something on Wednesday in a way that disappointed me. I think in a way that I saw my dad react when I was growing up. That disappointed me. Now, I've accepted I've got to deal with this situation, and I'm going to deal with it. And what I've learned is, you know, I'll suffer it. I'll suffer the cost. I'll learn from it. I'll remember what it's cost me, but then I move on. And I think that's where I've differed. So I'm disappointed that I didn't handle the situation that well when it came along. It's you know, flats are always a problem for me, landlords are always a problem for me, so I'm disappointed I didn't handle that better. But I think the aftermath I've handled much better. I've accepted I'm not going to win every time, but you know, there are also things that I know I will probably never be strong enough to tackle. Things that are better left off in the past, and that's a new thing for me. I've accepted, you know, I've accepted those things. I need to keep moving on slowly as I'm doing, and that's the way to go forward. I don't think there's any shame in holding my hand up like I have this year and just accepting that I was losing, that I had lost everything. I'd lost what I loved. I'd lost any semblance of life. I had to say goodbye to the old life. Out of this is emerging someone better, someone who can understand that to boast at 17 that I would be retired at 22 on the back of a novel, a fine novel, admittedly, for a 17-year-old, The Family Store, based on my Saturday Boy experiences at Woolies Clapham Junction. I don't know what I would say to that 17-year-old boy if I saw him now. I'm not even sure I'd have the strength to tell him how difficult the next 20 years were going to be, but it is going to be better from now on. I'm just a man having a coffee.